Hello, we have a couple of people who dialed in early on our inbound participant line. You're on with Contra Costa Transportation Authority. We'll be getting started with the live forum in just a moment here. If you already have a question in mind that you'd like to ask during this live forum, you can do that by pressing 0 on your phone at any time. 0 again if you'd like to submit a question into our forum. You'll have the opportunity to ask your question live. However, if you prefer not to ask your question live, you can let your operator know that, and I'm happy to read it over the air for you. We're going to wait just a moment here. We're dialing out to thousands of Contra Costa residents right now. We'll be getting started with our live forum any second now. So in the meantime, I'll tell you how you can participate in this live event. This is a live teletown hall, and welcome to it. As we move through this forum, be listening and thinking about questions you'd like to be asking in the live event. You can press 0 at any time to submit a question. You can either ask that question live, or when you press 0, you can let your operator know that you prefer to have me read your question over the air instead of bringing you live, whatever's more comfortable for you. So again, 0 at any time to submit a question. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sign up for email updates from Contra Costa Transportation Authority. You can do that by pressing 7 on your phone. Again, press 7 on your phone now at any time during this forum, and we'll happily get your email address and make sure we keep you better updated moving forward. Again, this is a live forum, and welcome to it. We're dialing out to thousands of Contra Costa residents right now, and we'll be getting started in a second. You may have just joined us, and if you have, I'll let you know that you can press 0 to submit a question at any time. You can press 7 if you'd like to get email updates. We'll also be running some survey questions throughout this forum, and you'll have the opportunity to vote in those polls using your phone. So listen in as we run those polls and vote on as you listen with the corresponding digits on your phone. I'll make sure to read every poll twice so that you have a chance to vote. Once more, this is a live telephone town hall meeting. Welcome to it. We'll be getting started in about 30 seconds. A reminder that you can submit a question at any time by pressing 0. You can ask your question live, or you can let your operator know that you'd like me to read your question over the air, whatever's more comfortable for you. You can press 7 to give us your email address to get updates, and we're going to get started now. It's my pleasure to kick off this live telephone town hall meeting by turning it over to Randy Iwasaka. Go ahead, please, Randy.
Hello, and welcome to this evening's telephone town hall hosted by the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, also known as CCTA, in partnership with the Southwest Area Transportation Committee, also known as SWAT, representing Danville, Lafayette, Moraga, Orinda, San Ramon, Alamo, and Contra Costa County. I have the first polling question. The first question is, have you heard of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority before this evening? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, and if you're not sure, please press 3. And I'll repeat that question again. Have you heard of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority before this evening? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, or press 3 if you're not sure. My name is Randy Iwasaki, and I am the Executive Director of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. Joining me this evening are Contra Costa Transportation Authority Vice Chair and Clayton City Council Member Julie Pierce, Contra Costa Transportation Commissioner and SWAT Chair Dave Hudson, former Lafayette City Council member and Contra Costa Transportation Commissioner Don Tatson, City of Orinda City Council member and MTC Representative Amy Worth, and Teresa Geringer, City Council member from the City of Lafayette and Commissioner of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority. And we're looking forward to sharing our plans and taking your calls. A few logistics and then we'll get started. If you'd like to ask a question during our question and answer session, which will take place a little later in the call, please press 0 on your phone at any time. This call is being recorded. The recording will be posted in the next few days to the Contra Costa Transportation Authority's website at ccta.net. We're going to limit our responses to questions to 2 minutes each, so we can give as many callers as possible an opportunity to ask their questions on the air. Remember, please press 0 at any time to ask a question. During this call, we'll also be conducting a few informal polls. Now, let's get started with our program. Before we introduce this evening's panelists, we'd like to begin by asking our first question of the evening. Do you feel that reducing traffic congestion on highways and major roads would improve your quality of life as a Contra Costa resident? If the answer is yes, please press 1. If the answer is no, please press 2. And if you can't decide, please press 3. I'll ask that question again. Do you feel that reducing traffic congestion on highways and major roads would improve your quality of life as a Contra Costa resident? If yes, please press 1. If no, press 2. And if you can't decide, please press 3. Thank you for participating in the polling question. I'd like to welcome Julie Pierce, who is the Vice Chair of the Contra Costa Transportation Authority Board. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Randy.
Maybe you can share briefly what the Contra Costa Transportation Authority is and what do we do?
Absolutely. Thank you. The Contra Costa Transportation Authority plans, funds, and delivers critical transportation infrastructure projects and programs that connect our communities, increase sustainability, and safely and efficiently get people where they need to go. We keep Contra Costa residents moving by planning, designing, funding, and managing key projects such as the Caldecott Fourth Bore Project, the widening of Highway 4, the BART extension to Antioch, as well as bus and paratransit service, creating better access to schools and funding new bike lanes. CCTA funds a program known as Traffix in Danville and San Ramon and the La Mirinda School Bus in Lafayette, Moraga, and Arinda that provides school buses to schools along some of the most congested corridors in the area. We're helping to implement creative solutions like new crosswalks that protect pedestrians in Walnut Creek, and we are working to create a hub for transportation technology in Concord with the Gomentum Station Test Facility at the former Concord Naval Weapons Station. We're also funding transit education programs that teach seniors and people with disabilities how to use transit to get where they need to go. And we're entering a new era of transportation where technology is offering intriguing and transformational new solutions to old problems. There is so much we can do now that we could not do 10 or 20 years ago. It's important that we take advantage of future technology to move people efficiently and safely. Let me give you just a few examples. We can now use technology to synchronize traffic lights across and between cities. So if you drive on local streets from San Ramon to Danville or Arinda to Lafayette, that means you'll spend less time waiting at red lights, and less stop and go means healthier air for our communities. We're also testing new technology that will help protect connection times between different modes of travel. Imagine if your BART train is running late and you could send a signal to the bus you need to catch, asking it to wait for you so you don't miss your connection and have to wait for the next bus. And finally, technology and innovation in transportation has come a long way in terms of helping to make car travel safer. Look at how many lives have been saved in traffic collisions by seatbelts and airbags. Now, car manufacturers are helping drivers avoid collisions entirely by installing sensor technology so your car knows when there's another vehicle, object, or person nearby. At the Contra Costa Transportation Authority, we're looking ahead and planning for the next 30 years of transportation in Contra Costa. And that's why we're hosting this town hall, to have an opportunity for you to share your opinion about what projects and programs matter most to you and make sure that you are part of a new transportation expenditure plan we are developing to keep Contra Costa moving.
Thank you, Julie. Please remember to press 0 at any time to ask a question. Our first question is being asked by Sally. Sally's from Arinda.
When are you going to provide more parking places at BART and clean up the BART trains so that they're pleasant and safe to ride on?
Homeless people living on them.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you for that question. And this is an issue that we share your concerns. And when we talked to our Contra Costa voters, they said one of their highest priorities is to make BART safer, cleaner, and more reliable. And there are funds in this measure to help do that. to help secure the stations, to help maintain the access to BART, and to make the cars cleaner and make BART safer. Parking continues to be a challenge because so many people want to get onto BART. So there are funds in this measure to do two things in terms of access to BART. One is to look at expanding automobile access to BART in things like satellite parking, so you could have shuttles from those parking lots to the BART stations. And the second thing is to increase access to BART so that you don't have to take your car, whether it's through our existing county connection and transit services that can be made more frequent, or also we're looking at innovation programs around the last mile, such as using autonomous vehicles and small shuttles that would service the BART stations from their surrounding communities.
That was Amy Worth, City Council member from the City of Orinda. Thank you, Amy. Our next question comes from Judy in Danville.
Yes, my question has to do with transportation for the elderly and disabled who cannot use buses or the existing modes of transportation that exist.
I'll take that question. This is Julie, and I'm also a senior, and I'm looking forward to those times when I have another alternative and don't have to drive myself as well. The needs of our growing senior and disabled population have been highlighted frequently in studies, feedback like this, and from other conversations in our community. You're not the only one. In the San Ramon Valley, an on-demand senior pilot program will be implemented in the fall of 2019, just a few months from now. The City of San Ramon, in concert with County Connection and LAFTA, will subsidize an Uber or Lyft trip for seniors in parts of South San Ramon. Additional funding could increase the frequency of key transit routes in the San Ramon Valley, which would help mobile seniors. With additional resources, the senior services could be expanded. Paratransit could be improved as well. The combination of better paratransit service, new and expanded transit services, and subsidies for Uber and Lyft type services would give seniors and the disabled more options and could greatly reduce travel times to places like medical appointments. It would make sure you get there safely, on time, without delay to go home.
Thank you, Julie. Great answer. I want to remind everybody out there that please press zero if you want to ask a question. Now I want to turn it over to Teresa Geringer to describe what a transportation expenditure plan is and how your input is important to developing the plan.
Thank you, Randy. A transportation expenditure plan is an important planning tool. It's intended to be a roadmap for the types of transportation improvements that get funded in the future. Contra Costa currently has a transportation expenditure plan, Measure J, which has helped fund highway, bus, and BART projects in the county and expanded bicycle and pedestrian trails. With Contra Costa growing and changing, it's time to be looking at how we can fund transformational transportation options to keep our county moving. A transportation expenditure plan not only directs how local dollars get spent on local projects, but will also help us compete for additional money from state and federal funding sources. In the past, we've been very successful at using sales tax dollars to leverage these additional funds, but we can no longer depend on state and federal dollars as those budgets are shrinking or becoming more restrictive in terms of how countywide agencies like ours can use available funds. We need to determine how we can best invest future dollars to make the improvements the public, that's all of you on the phone, want to see, and why we're asking for your input.
Thank you, Teresa. I want to remind everybody again, please press zero to ask a question. And if you'd like emails from CCTA, please press 7 on your phone. I have another polling question for our audience now. 81% of you said that reducing traffic congestion would improve your quality of life. One option to reduce traffic is to make bus travel faster and more reliable by creating lanes on major roads and freeways that allow buses to bypass slow or stop traffic, which is something that already works in other parts of the country. Do you think that this is something we should try in Contra Costa? Please press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, and if you can't decide, please press 3. I'll repeat the question again. One option to reduce traffic is to make bus travel faster and more reliable by creating lanes on major roads and freeways that allow buses to bypass slower stop traffic, which is something that already works in other parts of the country. Do you think that is something we should try in Contra Costa? Please press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, and if you can't decide, please press 3. Also, once again, if you want to leave your email address so we can keep you up to date on what's happening at CCTA, please press 7. And again, press 0 if you want to ask a question. We are going to dive into the question and answer portion of the call again, but before we do, I'd like to turn it over to Dave Hudson, Chair of the Southwest Area Transportation Committee, or SWAT, to say a few words about how this expenditure plan will improve the communities SWAT represents.
Thanks, Randy. And Teresa is right. The trends show Contra Costa population will continue to grow, and that will lead to more traffic and more time that you spend trying to get to where you want to go instead of spending quality time where you want to be. We're trying to fix that because we don't like being stuck in gridlock any more than you do. And fixing the problem is going to require that we look at the transportation system holistically. We've already done a lot of good work, like complete the Caldecott Tunnel on time and on budget, and we want to build upon that legacy. We know there are some frustrating commutes out there, like Interstate 680 tonight. That's why SWAT, an association of cities and transportation agencies in South County, is proposing the following improvements for the transportation network. Addressing traffic bottlenecks on Interstate 680 by improving transit options along the 680 corridor, like increasing express bus service and shuttles to BART, upgrading park and ride lots to serve as a hub for transit and other forms of shared mobility, and continuing the carpool lane in the northbound direction through the 680 24 split. Continuing to invest in the La Mirinda School Bus Program and the San Ramon-Danville Traffic School Bus Programs to help kids get to school safely and reduce congestion around schools. Make safety and lighting improvements to the old bores at the Caldecott Tunnel. Creating what we call roads for all modes on busy streets by adding sidewalks and bike lanes. Continuing to invest in transportation services that provide mobility options for seniors and people with disabilities. Making improvements to BART to make stations cleaner and easier to access by car, biking, or walking. Providing more reliable alternative modes so you don't have to use your car for every trip. Making investments that reduce emissions and improve air quality, such as electric vehicle charging stations. We're turning to the public now because we want to know which transportation solutions you think should be funded in your neighborhoods to help keep Contra Costa moving.
Thank you, Dave. The next question comes from Marty in Moraga. Marty?
Hi, my question is regarding the school bus program that's in San Ramon and in La Mirinda. How many students are using that program? What percentage compared to the student bodies, both at the middle school and the high school, and I guess at the K-8 level or the primary school level? How successful is it, in other words?
Let me touch on that, and then I know Lisa wants to jump in. Because what people think we're doing is recreating the school district's bus system. It's not. We're trying to remove congestions from the street. I'm going to tell you, as a resident who the first day the traffic was working, I turned the corner onto a street that used to have a 3/4 mile backup. Now, that might be an exaggeration. Only to go all the way to the stop sign and have three cars in front of me. That in itself, regardless of how many kids were on that or the percentage of the students, was a success. We're trying to move people around town. I know that our percentages, which is the question you're asking, for the total population, I can't give it to you, but for the total that we're looking for to make a difference, we're ahead of schedule right now I guess it's going to be starting in the next couple of weeks. But I would just ask, if we have someone from staff has a little more information, so be it. If not, we'll get that information, your direct answer, back to you from your email.
Hi, Marty. This is Teresa from Lafayette, and I don't have the exact percentage because we don't have the new enrollment numbers, but in La Mirinda, there are 1,400 students who are riding on and participating in the school bus program, the La Mirinda school bus program, and then in the San Ramon Valley in the traffics program, there are 1,700 students, and you had asked about grade levels, and the program covers from kindergarten through high school. And as Dave pointed out, it is very much focused on reducing congestion at both the school sites and the roads leading up to them. The schools currently served by the traffics program were chosen based on studies that determine which roads leading up to a school would see the greatest traffic congestion relief with the introduction of a school bus service. The new sales tax measure would provide additional funding to, at a minimum, mitigate the rising cost of operating the school bus program at its current level and potentially expand the school bus service to more schools. And I know this is beyond your question, but if you'll let me just talk a little bit more about it. Drop-off and pick-up at schools often creates traffic jams and on local streets and unsafe conditions for our children, as Dave pointed out. CCTA will allocate funding toward a wide array of transportation programs and programs for students and youth aimed at offering safe transportation options such as school busing, walking, and cycling, and improving overall mobility. Funding will also be used for reduced fare transit passes, transit incentives, and school bus programs to encourage more youth and students to use transit to attend school and after-school programs. All of these efforts will relieve traffic congestion.
Once again, this is Randy. If you want to ask a question, please press 0 on your phone. If you'd like to get emails from CCTA, please press 7 and leave your email address. The next question comes from Chris in Danville. Chris?
Yeah, I asked you a question already, but I still have not gotten an answer about the about parking in Warner Creek. Is it $15 a day now, or what used to be $3 you can park there? And please let me know how much it is, okay? And then I forgot my next question now. Sorry about that.
Chris, I think I see it on the board. This is Julie Pierce. Thank you for your question. I understand your frustration totally. Yes, there is a new parking structure in Walnut Creek. And yes, it is not inexpensive to park there. However, the rest of the lot still is the regular price. One of the things we're doing with this measure when it passes is to fund a suite of modernization projects at several of our stations to increase the safety, the security, the cleanliness, and to improve your customer experience. Several of the projects will focus on improving the reliability of the fare gates, reducing fare evasion, and many of the things we're trying to do in addition to that is provide shuttle service to and from BART that is much more frequent. We want to allocate funding toward making parking and access improvements that serve the BART stations so that the parking at the BART stations isn't the only parking you'll be able to use. We want to make it so that buses and people in vehicles, along with people arriving by walking or bicycling, can get to the station more easily and conveniently. There may be satellite parking lots with frequent direct shuttle service to BART. We want to make it far more secure and easy for you to use BART. Yes, it is something that needs to be cleaned up. We're working with BART carefully on that. The schedules there are on the internet on the BART website, so you can find the BART schedules there, and you can also download the app that for your phone or your computer that will help you calculate how to get to from one place to another. I hope that helps answer some of your questions.
Thank you, Julie. Our next question comes from Allison in San Ramon. Allison?
Hi. My question is, along the San Ramon Valley Boulevard in South San Ramon, they have eliminated all bus service, so there is nothing linking this area to the San Ramon Valley transportation hub. It's a 3-mile walk in order to get the bus hub, and that prevents people from taking BART, and thus I know of like 6 colleagues in my own office that we actually would all take that route. But we don't, because there's never been any service that, one, made it so that you could get to work at a reasonable hour. And I was wondering if there's any effort going to be to relink that bus system back up so that we can perhaps take BART and use public transportation.
Yeah, Allison, this is Dave Hudson. I've made that walk many times, and I think I know what you mean. In addition to making shuttle service to and from BART more frequent, CCTA will consider allocating funding towards making parking and access improvements that serve BART stations. I think the bigger thing here is what you're looking at is BART, not BART, but CCCTA, County Connection, is working on a shuttle service on demand that should start in October, and you'll be able to actually go back through County Connection. And the route goes right down San Ramon Valley Boulevard to BART heading south, or to our new city center heading north. If your email is on, I didn't see, oh, you opted out. I was going to have Ruby Horta send you the direct mail of what that route would be and how you could contact them. But this took, gosh, I'm looking across at another one of our members of the board, about a year to work out. It is a joint effort between LAFTA and Alameda County and Contra Costa, and I want to see a lot more of this, and I think you will. This and the question earlier asked about satellite parking is very big on our radar screen.
Thank you, Dave. The next question is from Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there? She's asked us to read the question. Okay, so she's asked, how do we prioritize road and sidewalk improvement projects, and how do folks make requests? So I'll take the first part of that question, and I'll wait for the answer for the second part. So on roadway priorities, the local agencies, the cities and the towns and the county here in Contra Costa uses a PCR, Pavement Condition Index rating. And so what they do is they balance their investments based on those roads that are in really poor conditions, trying to bring them back up to looking brand new. And then they spend a portion of their very scarce roadway improvement dollars to preserve the system that's still in good shape. So that's sometimes why you see the cities and the towns and the county working on portions of roadway that look pretty good. And so they use data in order to help prioritize their road improvements. On the sidewalks, we have just finished a countywide comprehensive plan identifying all the locations that need sidewalks, and then we're trying to coordinate that where people ride their bicycles to make improvements so that we can get to the most best performing sidewalk improvements first and then work on the other ones later. I think the need in Contra Costa County for sidewalks is a little over $1.5 billion, and so it's a monumental task, but I think we're working on making sure we invest the limited dollars on the highest priority projects. As far as how do folks make requests, I think you can email us, press 7 on your phone, and give us your email address, and we'll be happy to answer your questions tonight or in the future. Or you can check in with the city that you live in. I'm pretty sure that they have a hotline. So thank you for that question, Jennifer. Once again, please press 0 on your phone if you'd like to ask a question, and press 7 on your phone if you'd like to get emails. Okay, we have another polling question. In the next 25 years, a third of the population in Contra Costa County will be age 65 or older. Is it important to you that the Contra Costa Transportation Authority invest in more transportation options for seniors and members of our communities with disabilities? Press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, And if you can't decide, please press 3. I'll ask that question again. In the next 25 years, a third of the population in Contra Costa County will be 65 years and older. Is it important to you that the Contra Costa Transportation Authority invest in more transportation options for seniors and members of our community with disabilities? Please press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, and if you can't decide, please press 3. Our next question is a question that a lot of people are asking, so I'll just ask the question. Interstate 680 and Highway 24 are becoming very, very congested. What are we doing about modernizing Interstate 680 and 24 to allow more traffic through those corridors, those very important employer corridors?
This is Julie. We are working diligently to update and modernize the I-680 and the 24 corridors to make the traffic flow far more smoothly without adding extra lanes. We're trying to use technology to help the traffic flow more smoothly, to connect on-ramps and off-ramps in what we call auxiliary lanes, and to include a through lane at the 680-24 interchange in the northbound direction. That's going to take some serious reconstruction because we lack the space to add a lane, but there is a drop-off of a lane right now, and that needs to be connected so we can have an express lane through there so that buses in particular can make real good time getting to and from northern and south parts of the county. We are working using technology to smooth the traffic flow so that you don't have the stop and start that you're experiencing now. So we're working on a lot of different technologies to make the traffic flow more smoothly, and we're hoping that you will see some really serious improvements in the future. We're also working on getting bus transit going through their express buses direct from BART stations to job centers, and possibly getting bus on shoulder to be able to use the shoulders of the highway when the traffic is somewhat slowed so that you can bypass that traffic.
Thank you, Julie. The next question comes from Elliot in Lafayette. Elliot?
Yes. Yes, my question addresses something that I have not heard in the discussion so far. I'd like to know what the commission's attitude is toward road expansion. And I say that with a bias to the answer, which is I do not favor more road expansion because I think it's ultimately self-defeating. It opens up more land for development and leads to increased use of cars. But I'd like to know what the commission's attitude is about road expansion.
Elliot, this is a great question. Thank you for the question. And this is Randy. I'll start, and hopefully if I don't answer properly, one of my counterparts here will take it the rest of the way. The sales tax measure in Contra Costa County, Measure J, is the only sales tax measure out of 25 counties in California that use sales tax for transportation that I know of that has a growth management component to the measure, meaning that the cities and the towns and the county cannot annex new land into their urban limit line areas. So the city of X can't annex any land unless they take it to the vote of the people. And so what the idea is to densify the growth and do exactly what you're saying is making sure we don't have to build new infrastructure out to support new development outside of the city limits. And since 1988, there has been no annexation of any land that has violated the growth management component, because if they do, the cities or the town or the county does, then they're not eligible for measure money, so the carrot and the stick. As far as roadway widening projects, the only project that I've been involved in the 10 years that I've been here is we modernized State Route 4, and we went from 4 lanes to 8 lanes because at the time, State Route 4 was the 10th worst commute in the United States during peak hour. And so it was very, very, very congested. And so we widened that from 4 lanes to 8 lanes, and we're done there. And if you see some projects here and there, it's really kind of spot locations to deal with weaving We're trying to eliminate those choke points or those hot spots that you see. But as far as the cities and towns, what they're focused in on is spot location improvements where the developer has to develop, they'll widen roadways to allow for a safe ingress and egress throughout the development. But other than that, there's really no examples of mass widening of the roadways in Contra Costa. We just can't afford it, and that's not something that we're focused in on. So hopefully that answers your question.
I'm happy to jump in. Sure. Randy,
go ahead, Amy.
I was going to chime in. Greg, are you still there? Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is Elliot, sorry. You know, one of the things about the transportation measure that we're putting together right now is really a focus on multimodal use of the existing roads we have. So in other words, those are taking their roads, providing safer access for bicycles, for pedestrian, and transit to make those existing roads work better. And an example that addresses your concern is, in fact, the La Mirinda and the San Ramon Valley school bus programs. Those are designed to not only provide safe transportation to students from home to school and back, but also to address congestion in our local communities without widening roads. So I think you're very much on point in terms of where we need to be looking in terms of enhancing transportation in Contra Costa County, but not promoting significant expansion.
The next question comes from Greg in Orinda. Greg?
Hi, this is Greg from Orinda, and my question is, it's twofold. One is there a definition of where bikes should be on a BART train? And when we are on a bike train sharing with riders, I've found they don't want you in the bike section, and they don't want you in the handicap section because you have to cross either way. So are there plans going forward to address that item?
Hey, Greg, thank you very much for your answer, for your question. This is Amy Worth. It's great to hear from you tonight. And as you know, bikes are a really important resource that our communities have for the last mile. And we're going to be seeing more and more bikes coming onto BART. There are a couple of things that are happening with regards to BART. You know, one of the challenges is BART is absolutely packed to full capacity. So it is always a challenge to find space. The designated areas on the BART trains for the bikes are where they are located in the, you know, by the doors. There are a couple things that BART is doing actually to expand capacity. They've received funds to expand the fleet of the BART system so that the goal is that each train will actually have 10 cars, which will provide more capacity in the entire system. So that will help in terms of providing room for bikes. But this is an issue, the issue that we need to continue to be looking at is how do we provide more access for bicycles and as well as the other patrons that are on the trains. BART's looked at having a dedicated car for bikes, but the challenge is there just isn't enough room to handle the capacity of all the people that want to get on BART. So I think, again, this is an issue that we are continuing to address and love to get your feedback as a user of a bicycle on BART. What are some of the things that you think could be improved to make your experience better? One of the things that we're looking at in this new measure is to provide additional funds for BART station improvements. Access, and so that would hopefully benefit bicycle users too.
And to add this, Randy, to add that to your answer, there are plans for BART once the positive train control system goes in to add more BART cars. As you know, the measure passed for BART, and they've identified some dollars to add more BART cars in the three BART counties. So we're excited about that. So the next question comes from Carol in Danville. Carol?
Yes, this is Carol in Danville. And I'm wondering, in the traffic system that brings the children to Monte Vista High School, since from Tassajara Road to the high school, it's a two-lane road, and it's always so packed that it even makes it difficult to get them there on time. Is there any plan for this year's school year to put in another bus, since the families and parents help to pay for this transportation? Would it be feasible to add some more buses to those lines that bring the children to the high school?
Carol, this is Dave Hudson. I'm sorry I was chuckling for a minute here, because when we initially started traffics, we didn't think we'd need it for the high schools. And if we've ever had Danville and San Ramon come together on something where it definitely favored the other city, when we were asked, well, in this case town, when we were asked by Danville if we could add another bus to Monte Vista, it was a fastest yes you'll ever see. It was, if they can fill them, we'll add them. I can't believe how embraced Monte Vista has taken on the traffics program. They are the poster child for how it should be done. And the reason it's done is to keep the congestion off of that road. It's a two-lane road, and it is, just imagine if we took all the buses off right now. And the worst congestion of the entire program of San Ramon and Danville has to be that Green Valley Road. We are doing everything we can to make that not become a worse parking lot. So anything that serves those three schools, Los Cerros, Hidden Valley, and in particular Monte Vista, you're going to see complete support from traffics. And I can only say thank you to the schools that have embraced this program, because they're making it a success. So I guess your answer is yes.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, please press 0 if you want to ask a question. Please press 7 and leave your email address if you want emails from Contra Costa. I'd like to pose another question to our audience. Do you think CCTA should invest in efforts to reduce the number of cars on the road, encourage the use of zero-emission vehicles, and install a network of electric vehicle charging stations to help keep Contra Costa residents and air quality healthy? Please press 1 for yes. Press 2 for no, and 3 if you don't know. I'd like to ask the question again. Do you think CCTA should invest in efforts to reduce the number of cars on the road, encourage the use of zero-emission vehicles, and install a network of electric vehicle charging stations to help keep Contra Costa residents and air quality healthy? Please press 1 for yes, press 2 for no, and 3 if you're unsure. Thank you. So our next question is about a real problem we have, and it's, they're aggregated together, and it keeps coming up, so I'll just ask a question for all of you. Interstate 680 northbound in the evening is just a disaster. What is being done about Interstate 680?
You're looking at me. Traffic on 680, particularly in the northbound afternoon, is complete disaster. It has to be one of the worst, it's definitely one of the worst congestions in the Bay Area. Something needs to be done to solve that problem, period. There is no easy and quick fix for traffic congestion. However, there are some things that can be done. First, the HOV lane can be improved by reducing the number of violators on the lane. I can't tell you how many times I hear that. The technology isn't quite there yet. However, investigating automated enforcement of HOV lane violators to clear out the lane so that the buses don't get stuck in traffic is a high priority. The CHP has also had a recent crackdown on violations, and stronger enforcement could continue into the future. Transit can be improved in this corridor too. Improvements to boost transit ridership is key to reducing congestion. Expanding express bus service. Let me say it one more time in case you didn't get it. Expanding express bus service and implementing on-demand transit rideshare service could take cars off the road and provide an alternative to the congested freeways. Lastly, we can make better use of technology to manage the roadways, keep people informed about accidents so that they can safely adjust. We can also use technology to provide people with micro-incentives to do things like carpooling or riding transit.
So we're also working on express lanes. So with the southbound express lane, HOV lane will be finished hopefully at the end of next year. And then we're going to start the northbound HOV lane. The problem there is there's a BART column in the way from the HOV lane. So we've got that project started in the environmental phase, looking at various options to extend the HOV lane from Alcosta or from Red Gear where it ends now all the way to the Medina Martinez Bridge. So hopefully that will help alleviate some of that pressure. Our next question comes from Ro in Walnut Creek. Ro?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, this is Ro in Walnut Creek.
Hi.
I'm a senior. I live in Rossmore, and I'm a little troubled by some of the changes that County Connection has made to their service since March. They've eliminated a number of services that made it easier for seniors to use their buses, and I'm thinking of the 301 bus from Rossmore to Bard on weekends. That is no more. The 25 bus to Lafayette, that is no more. There is, and even the number one bus from Rossmore to Bart that still goes, and they've increased the frequency of it, but there is still no service during the week after about 7:30 in the evening. So if people are getting back by Bart and need to get back to the Rossmore area anytime on the weekend or after about 7:30 at night during the week, there is absolutely no public transportation to get home. They've also eliminated the midday free rides for seniors. On the other hand, I heard recently that they got some grant to make two or three of their services in Concord free for everyone for the next year. So I wonder where they're putting their priorities now. You said earlier that that pretty soon a third of the population of Contra Costa County are going to be over 65. So I would like to know what can be done for County Connection to restore some of these services that were aimed at the senior population and going forward.
Let me touch on it, Ro, in case some others want to jump in. We have three board members here from County Connection. We're not County Connection, but the reality is we are looking at different ways to be more efficient because the problem's money. It's one of the things we're trying to help if we go out in this expenditure plan is to get more money into transit that will help seniors. If you were online earlier, Allison asked about in San Ramon, she couldn't get to BART on San Ramon Valley Boulevard, and I mentioned about a on-demand or mobility service that we were working on at County Connection. I think you're going to see a lot more of that, a lot more for seniors rather than run around buses that have two or three people on it. It'll be more on-demand. You have to look at it a different way. The free service was a pilot program to show people how well it would work if we could get more people on it. I didn't know about the grant in Concord. I'm actually going to check on that one myself because if they got it in Concord, I want it in San Ramon. But we are very focused at County Connection on seniors and the new mobility as a service, which we hope we can make a success in the future.
So maybe a more detailed answer to answer your question, Ro. In the expenditure plan, the draft expenditure plan, there is money is available to provide enhanced service in those areas that need the service. So based on ridership requests, there will be some dollars that are identified and available for services like yours. The other thing really quickly is we're proposing a pilot project at Rossmore with the United States Department of Transportation to provide better mobility options within the Rossmore area and then make a better connection. Now you have to cross the street in order to catch a County Connection bus. We want to bring that bus right into Rossmore and make the handoff right there so it's more efficient, more effective. And so we're trying to provide a service model that we can roll out in other areas of the county where you have a high senior population. So we haven't left you out. I'm going to become a senior. I'm already one now, I believe. So hopefully the service is going to help me too in the future. We're running out of time, so before we say goodnight, we want to thank everyone who joined the call tonight. Public comments from this evening's call and other feedback will be shared with the Contra Costa Transportation Authority Board during their August meetings about the transportation expenditure plan. If we didn't get to your question or comment tonight, we'd like to remind you, you can also visit our website at www.dot.co.cta.net. It's www.ccta.net/theplan. If you'd like to learn more, hear a recording of this town hall, or take the online survey. We hope to hear from you, and thank you for participating in tonight's telephone town hall. Good night.